kind of stuff are you listening to?
Back with more experience.
It's the Bo Johnson Experience
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And now,
we don't do sports flashes this late. I'm surprised that's even in the stack. Welcome back to the experience. I am Bo Johnson, joined on the other side of the glass now by my guy Josh Hagedone. We're going to experience the NFL right now. Then we're going to experience the headlines. And then before we get out of here, we're going to ask each other anything. And I got two words for somebody. But Josh, happening last week, as you see on the top of the rundown, Calvin Johnson gets inducted into the Pride of the Lions. Now, look, man, you know me. And for those of you out there that have never heard me, I am a huge freaking animal nerd. I love science. And I think Pride of the Lions is one of the most ingenious ways to call a ring of honor that I've ever heard of. For those of you who don't know, a herd of lions is called a pride. But, Josh, I ask you this. What the hell took them so long, man? Why is Calvin Johnson just now getting into the... Do you know more about the inner workings of the...
Well, for people that don't know, and me being the Lions fan that I am, grew up in southeastern Michigan, big Lions fan, if you look at what happened during Calvin Johnson's career, how he signed that big deal,
yeah,
got all that money, that guaranteed money, and then turned around and quit. Quit, retired, left the
team.
Yeah,
he did leave a little early because they were not great.
They were not competitive. He did not want to stay in that situation anymore. So, that being said, he gave back a little bit of the money, but didn't want to give it all back.
Yeah,
because
okay.
He felt like, that's my money, I earned it. So, there was a back and forth between ownership at the time. It's a new ownership team now.
Yeah.
It's still in the same family, but Martha Ford no longer heads up the team. It's Sheila Hamp Ford. So, new ownership takes over. They started to mend the fences, put the bridge back together with Chris Spielman in the front office, and now with Coach Campbell. They just kind of smoothed everything out. And now they're really starting to open up the door, and he's starting to open up the door to come back and get involved with the franchise. Because for a long time, he wouldn't participate in any kind of franchise function.
Yeah, okay.
And that's the only team he ever played for in his professional career. He didn't want nothing to do with the franchise. So now they've kind of smoothed things out, and he's really starting to come back into the fold.
All right, so that makes sense. Thank you for clarifying. But congratulations, Calvin Johnson, pride of Georgia Tech. So is Barry Sanders in it?
Oh, yeah, Barry Sanders.
All right, he's probably been in it, right?
Yeah, Barry's been in it.
I mean, they both Hall of Famers and whatnot.
Yeah,
so.
Barry has been in it, and they just retired Barry's number.
Barry retired a little bit early, too, but I see Barry around – games and around the team a little
more.
Yeah,
Barry has been involved with the franchise, and they retired Barry's number. So, but yeah, Calvin, yeah, congratulations.
Yeah, man,
finally,
huge honor.
The honor that's due.
Now, the Baltimore Ravens, I was chatting with Abe about this the other day, and it's kind of funny. I'm not meaning to make fun of anybody, especially Ray Lewis, because he'll come over here and kill me or something. So a crow and a raven, those are definitely two different birds. I think ravens are bigger. Did you know that the name for a flock of ravens is a murder?
I knew that was
flock
for
crows.
It's crows.
A flock of crows.
Yes, crows.
A flock of ravens is not called a murder. It's something else, but it is funny. But just think if the ravens had like a murdering circle or a circle of murderers or something like that. But anyways, that's not funny. We shouldn't joke like that. Corey Dillon also mended the fences with his professional football team that he played for, the Cincinnati Bengals. And he is also going to be inducted into their Ring of Honor. Now, I'm not sure what a flock of tigers is called, but they call the Ring of Honor the Ring of Honor. So, congratulations to Corey Dillon on that great honor. Elsewhere in the NFL, Troy Aikman is trying to patent the word eight. It's all caps, EIGHT. He wants to patent it so that he can use it on clothing brands and whatnot. And Lamar Jackson is disputing this. And look, I think Lamar does have a little bit of ground to do this because Lamar wears eight. But it wasn't Lamar Jackson's idea. Now, if Troy Aikman wants to capitalize eight and patent it as a line, a clothing line brand, I think he should be able to do that, because Lamar Jackson had not done that yet, nor had he ever said anything about that. And I'm not sure what the rules are for patenting numbers or if that'll ever come to fruition for Troy Aikman. But it kind of seems like kind of silly argument to me. But maybe Lamar wants to own eight. I didn't know you could own a number. Randall Cobb retires and will be joining SEC Network as an analyst this season. That's going to be kind of cool. Randall Cobb had a great little season with the he had a great couple of seasons with the Green Bay Packers. Then he followed Aaron over to the Jets. Aaron gets hurt. Randall Cobb doesn't have that much of a great season, nor does anybody that played for the Jets. So stay tuned to how their season's going to go. Speaking of the Jets, Aaron Rodgers started this, but Devontae Adams definitely is not throwing fuel in the fire. Aaron Rodgers comes out, says he would love to play with Devontae Adams again. Devontae Adams, as you know, is on the Netflix show Receiver. Here is Devontae Adams just throwing fuel on the fire.
I'll answer like this. If I'm be reunited with anybody, it would be Aaron.
Okay.
But or be... you know, relocated and be anywhere, it would be with Aaron. But that's not really my, you know, there's a lot of that stuff going on last year in the media and them asking, you know, well, what are you going to do about this? Are you thinking about going here? And they talk about whatever without me even being involved in it. And it ended up getting all the way to the point where it got in the locker room and people was thinking that it was, you know, I was the driving force. And I'm like, y'all just don't understand, man.
So that's Devontae Adams adding fuel to the fire. Look, I would not mind seeing a Devontae Adams and Aaron Rodgers team up again. I just don't think that's going to happen. All right, the Raiders aren't going to trade Devontae Adams. Should they do it, it'd be fun to see. It'd be great for fantasy football. I'm pretty sure that the Jets only have one elite wide receiver over there. So, I don't know. Stay tuned. You never know. So, the Houston Texans signed Joe Mixon this offseason to a lucrative deal. And he will be the RB1. They also traded for Stephon Diggs, as you may or may not know, from the Buffalo Bills. So now you have Diggs, Nico Collins, and Tank Dell. Good Lordy almighty. You may be asking me or wondering how you're going to get all these guys fed. Look, C.J. Stroud can do it. I think it's going to happen. Diggs is definitely the wide receiver one. I don't know of Nico Collins, who was the one last year, out of him and Tank Dell, who got hurt last year, but is going to be healthy this year. I don't know which one's going to be the number two. It's going to be fun, though. C.J. Stroud calls the Texans' offense a five-headed monster.
But, yeah, I mean, Steph is somebody who definitely can open up your playbook. But we have all of those guys around. He'll say that, too, you know. So it's five-headed monster, you know. So it's definitely a super dope to have, you know, just a bunch of options.
That was C.J. Stroud. The Houston Texans are going to be a fun team to watch this season. And believe you me, they do have a – they were good last year with C.J. Stroud and in his rookie season. The leap that quarterbacks make from year one to year two is pretty substantial. And if C.J. Stroud makes any sort of leap, well, look out for the Houston Texans. They may be Super Bowl contenders. Bad news for Saints fans. Great news if you're a Falcons fan that also likes to crap talk the Saints. Saints are going to be without their right tackle, Ryan Ramczyk, for the entire season after they put him on the PUP list last week. Something about this time of the year, putting somebody on the PUP list, not to return. He had a surgery on a knee, if I'm not mistaken. Then he had to have a corrective surgery this offseason, and it's still not going right for him, so he's going to miss the entire season. The Saints are actually going to be starting two tackles that have never started for them this season, one of them being the rookie that they drafted in the first round, Funaga, if I'm not mistaken, or something of that. Also happening in New Orleans Saints camp, they extended Rashid Shaheed for another year at $5.2 million. So that's pretty cool for Rashid Shaheed. Love that kid. He's a blazer. He's going to be blazing down the field this season alongside Chris Olave. So watch out. Like I said, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I think the Saints are going to be bad this season. The Saints have a great defense. The Bucs have a great defense. The Falcons don't have a great defense. When I say wide open, I believe this division is wide open, minus the Carolina Panthers. All right, they added a bunch of weapons on offense for for Bryce Young, but I don't know if it's going to be enough. We'll see. So here's a fun one. Back when Antonio Brown quit the Bucks and went crazy, Terrell Owens, through Randy Moss, tried reaching out to Tom Brady because he wanted to come play like third downs and just get in some snaps. He thinks Tom Brady ghosted him. All right? I'm thinking Randy Moss never even wasted his time sending Tom Brady Terrell Owens messages. Listen to Terrell Owens.
Tom Brady ignored me, bro.
Huh?
Maybe in his last year in Tampa Bay, the year that AB went crazy on me.
Okay, when he, on the Jets. Yeah, yeah.
Right, and I know, and I think everybody knew, I think about a year and a half, 2 ago, and I was talking about coming back. And so at that point in time, it was at the end of the season. I didn't need to play a full season. They just needed somebody to fulfill some holes with AB leaving at the receiver position. I reached out to him through Randy and a couple other people just to come in and just play third down in red zone situation. You know, this dude really ignored me, bro. Just shows you how, like, the lack of respect is, but then when they get in front of you, they want to act like they respect you.
Terrell Owens, if I'm not mistaken, in this year that he was talking about was 48 years old. 48! My brother Randy Michael's 45 right now. Or 44. Sorry, Randy, if I'm dating you. You just turned one of those. Randy knows that he's not about to go play in the NFL anymore. Randy played 11 seasons in the NFL. Terrell, what are you thinking, man? Or Terrell. Is he Terrell? And AJ is Terrell. One of the two. I don't think Randy Moss wasted his time calling Tom Brady and saying, hey, man, give T.O. a shout, bro. You're still jacked. If you saw T.O. in the Legends Celebrity Softball game, if you watched it during the All-Star Week, he's still pretty jacked. But come on, man. You can't play no football no more. One last one here before we go to break. Dak Prescott still remains unsigned by the Dallas Cowboys. Now, look, Dak Prescott's going to get his money. He's going to get his $60 million a year, and it's going to be by the Dallas Cowboys. There is no way in Hades that Dak goes through this season on the last year of his contract and is a free agent next year. Some people think that he will. That would be the dumbest mistake that the Cowboys ever make, would be not signing Dak Prescott to an extension. Former Cowboy Charles Haley has his two cents of what he thinks the Cowboys should do with Dak Prescott.
I can tell you this. Trade Dak. Just put him up for the trade. Guess what? Every team in the league be after him.
Yeah.
Every team in the league. Dak is a winner. Dak is a great person, a great leader. I know him. I go up there all the time. CeeDee Lamb, quiet guy, leader. He wants the ball. He's Jerry Rice. Just give it to me. I want it.
Yeah.
And so how do you not keep those guys together?
Ain't happening. Now, he's right. Almost every team would be in the market for Dak Prescott. Now, if there's a situation where a quarterback goes down and we're in, like, what week is the trade deadline? 8? If we get to week 6 or 7 and there's a 4-2 team and a quarterback gets hurt, somebody might be calling. Cowboys ain't trading Dak. Come on, Charles. You've been with T.O. smoking on something or something. All right, that's it for Experience the NFL. We got 2 segments left. The next one's called Experience the Headlines. We're going to go on and around the world of sports and pop culture, as well as what's been going on in the world of sports in Atlanta outside the Braves. We're going to talk about the Braves a little bit, too. All-Star Game coming to Truist Park next summer. We'll talk about that as well. Experience the Headlines. It's next. It's Bo Johnson Experience on Sports Radio 929 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game Studios, driven by Kia and the official sponsor of the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network.
Get ready, Diamonds.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back to the Experience. I am Bo Johnson. Joined on the other side of the glass with my guy Josh Hagenow, and I've got great news. I'm back in the text line, and looking and judging some of the texts that some of you people have been sending, man, makes me remember how mean people are on things like text lines and Twitter and whatnot. Either way, you can get at me, 404-726-0929 on the text line, or you can call me if you want to chat about anything we've talked about this evening or about fantasy football or NCAA 25, which is going to come up here in Experience the Headlines at some point. So here go the headlines, the biggest headlines over the weekend. Look, Braves dropped 2 out of 3 to the St. Louis Cardinals, a team that we are better than. We don't see Chris Sale all weekend. We do see Bryce Elder, who gives up a bunch of home runs. Spencer Schwellenbach gave up a bunch of home runs today. I'm about tired of the Bryce Elder experiment, or in the experience for that matter. Max Fried goes on the 15-day DL, sorry, with left forearm neuritis. Forearm pain, already had an MRI. They didn't see anything, came back clean. So it's basically some forearm soreness when he got about 9 days left on the IL. Hopefully he'll only miss 1 or 2 starts and he'll be back with us. It does seem to be a minor injury, but it is more of a precautionary placing of him on the IL. So get back safely, Max Fried. The same cannot be said for Ozzie Albies, who in the 9th inning of today's loss on a play off of a stolen base at second base, Ozzie's wrist and the shoulder of the sliding player collide with each other. Ozzie Albies, fractured wrist, out 8 weeks. That sucks. Word on the streets, although there has not been anything official announced yet, I believe, is that Nacho Alvarez is going to be promoted from the Gwinnett Stripers. He will come up and more than likely play second base, as Orlando Arcia is a much better defender than Nacho. But Nacho can hold his own, so he's going to get his opportunity. There were a lot of people clamoring for Nacho to come up and replace Orlando Arcia. But look, Orlando Arcia is a Gold Glove shortstop. He's playing a Gold Glove shortstop this season. He has never won a Gold Glove, if I'm not mistaken, but he is playing Gold Glove caliber shortstop this season. And if you're doing that, you can hit 190. Look, we're going to get Michael Harris back. I am all for batting for the rest of the season. Money Harris at 9, where he has succeeded in the past, very much so. Got to leave Kelnick at leadoff. That's the guy for the rest of the season. He's earned it. He's having a phenomenal season. He's one of the two bats. Austin, one of the three. Austin Riley has been raking. Marcelo Zuna's put together a phenomenal year. Jared Kelnick's been doing well, too. So, up next is the Cincinnati Reds as they come to town tomorrow, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Wednesday's game is a 12:25 first pitch, a business person special. Or can we say businessman special again? Because I know the feminists got all mad about that. Business person special on Wednesday, or whatever you want to call it. Day game. How about that? Right there at noon. Go to the ballpark, have your Bloody Mary, kick back. Don't even go back to work. You have my permission. Right here. So tomorrow we've got Ronaldo Lopez going against Hunter Green. Tuesday we've got Chris Sale going against TBD. And then Wednesday we've got TBD going against Frankie Montas. Got to sweep these guys. After losing 2 out of 3 to the Cardinals, got to sweep these guys. We're still 8.5 back of the Phillies. Don't know who the Phillies played this week. Don't care. The Pittsburgh Pirates just did it a pretty good solid by beating the Phillies 2 out of 3, but we lost 2 out of 3, so we gained no ground. Congratulations to Jim Leland, Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, and Joe Mauer as they were inducted into the Hall of Fame. The first Hall of Fame without Willie Mays, as Willie Mays passed only about a month or so ago. If you go back and watch some of the videos, Big Poppy, David Ortiz, having some fun with Adrian Beltre as Adrian Beltre is about to give his speech. The Hall of Fame ceremony is a lot of fun to watch. I'd love to attend at some point. But the speeches these guys give, the flowers, although I hate that freaking phrase, that they give to former teammates is a lot of fun to watch. Maybe only if you're a baseball nerd, but still some solid stuff. Congratulations to those guys, our newest inductees into the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame.
And quick shout out to Jim Leland, because I think that'll be the last manager we ever see smoke in the dugout.
You know what? That's a great point. And he was infamous for smoking in the dugout. You can't even smoke inside ballparks anymore, so you're probably right. He was the last manager we'll probably see smoke in the dugout. That's fantastic. back in the day, I'm pretty sure that Babe Ruth used to freaking smoke. All those guys used to smoke in the dugout. They probably had ashtrays built into the benches and whatnot. So congratulations to Atlanta United, who picked up a win on Saturday versus Columbus. They won that one 2-1. Here's what it sounded like.
Daniel Rios coming into the technical area for Atlanta United as Saba will send this out of the near corner goal to our left. Sixth corner of the match for Atlanta. Sends it into the back post. Header, score! Set piece goal! Set piece goal! It's finally happened, and it's Stan Gregersen!
Gregersen, the Viking, the Scandinavian, actually had two goals on Saturday. That was the equalizer that tied the match up there. So Atlanta United wins on Saturday. Hopefully this is a sign of good things to come. They're currently sitting in ninth place. I know that there is some kind of play-in round or something of that effect. I am not a soccer expert. We do have soccer experts that work here. I am not one, but they're in ninth place now. That's what I know. Congratulations. Xander Schauffele wins the Open Championship, shot a 65 today. That was his second major this year. Xander Schauffele is on quite the roll this year. When we get to, I got two words for you in the next segment. It is going to be a play off of something that, not necessarily something that happened in the Open Championship this weekend, but something someone said. So, got that for you coming up. I got two words for you next. SEC Media Days were also this week. I got a lot of audio from you that we're going to try to cram in here from SEC Media Days. The first is going to be from Kirby Smart. Got two cuts from Kirby. So Kirby did not answer, nor I don't think that he was asked about the reckless driving, the speeding situation going on over there at UGA. And here's my two cents on that. Kirby doesn't owe an explanation to anyone about anything that goes on with his football program at UGA, minus the law maybe, or his own bosses. But as far as media goes, I hear people mad that he's not talking about it or mad that he wasn't speaking about it at SEC Media Days. He did get a small group of guys from, I think they were all from Dog Nation, and he did talk about it. He was asked about it. But look, this stuff's got to stop, and the only way you can stop this stuff from happening is by booting guys off the team. And if that means you got to boot a running back that's going to be a starter, or you got to boot a wide receiver that's going to be a starter, that may be what you have to do. Look, I don't run the UGA football program, but it is a thing, and you don't hear about this happening other places. Now, I'm sure that it is happening other places, but you got to think of how many schools actually have an NIL big enough to where these guys can get race cars. All right, quarterback's driving a freaking Lamborghini station wagon. All right, so you would probably hear about it if it was happening in other areas of the nation. You don't hear about this happening down the street at Georgia State because Georgia State players aren't driving race cars. At least they're not driving race cars that they got through NIL. But I don't know that booting somebody off the team would actually do anything for some of these young people. They may just go latch on to another team and continue to race. So Kirby is taking money out of their pockets through the NIL trust. He is fining them. Hopefully it's a lot. I'm talking about a lot. You got a kid getting $1 million through NIL next year and he gets popped for freaking super speeding and drag racing. You need to take $500,000 of that. See how that feels. Or more. This is serious. A life has been lost. So Kirby was asked about that, and here's what he said.
I think the number one thing is disappointed. Anytime you have a situation like that, you want your kids, your players, to make better decisions. And I always say you can't be outcome related, and I'm very disappointed in the outcomes, but I am very pleased with our process we've put in terms of education, driver safety, requiring defensive driving, education, talking about it, having leaders stand up and talk about it, bringing speakers in and talk about it, suspending players, dismissing players, which we've done. I don't know to this point any coach in college football that suspended a player for a driving citation. We have, and we've also dismissed players based on driving citations. Nobody's done that.
He's right, but nobody's having to deal with this many issues as they are either. Now, I'm not sure if we're not hearing about other issues like this happening in the country. But when we have a national CBS personality come onto our airways with a sports flash and mention it with a sports minute, I think it was Boomer Esiason this week was talking about it. Other parts of the country have heard about it. So, I don't know. Here's something more positive about something more positive that Kirby said. Now, this was to the big media when he did his presser at SEC Media Days. Here's Kirby talking about playing the best as the SEC welcomes two brand new schools this season.
As coaches, you want to play the best. And people forget that when you spent time in the NFL, every week was like that. So when Texas and Oklahoma came into the conference, every schedule was going to get harder. It wasn't going to get easier. It was going to get harder.
That's Kirby talking about Texas and OU. So you're pretty much got the number one, number two teams in the country, we assume, going into the season in Georgia and Texas. And they will face off this season. You can get your butt to Austin, Texas and for that game. That's going to be a fun weekend. If I'm not mistaken, F1 is in town that same weekend in August. I mean, not August. Yeah, maybe. Or September, something. But Austin is what I meant to say. So I said that I had great news earlier. Yeah, I mentioned it. It's the text line. So, yeah, y'all can hit me on the text line if you need to. Here's LSU head coach Brian Kelly speaking of Texas and OU of what he learned that they may have to.
Well, clearly, being the number one offense in the country was not good enough. I think you have to have much more balance. So the balance that we need is offensively and defensively, we've got to be able to complement each other. And we didn't do that last year. So what we're going to need is that complement on defense. We're going to have to play better defense this year.
Now, I'm no head football coach, but I'm a coach. And here's some advice for you, Brian Kelly, if you're out there listening. I'm sure you are. Go Tigers. Let your best players do what they're best at. I'm speaking of LSU linebacker Harold Perkins, that when he was a freshman, was an absolute terror on defense. And since then, in the past two years since then, has done very little. Because you're misusing him. Let him go chase the quarterback down. That's all he needs to do every down. Chase the quarterback. Maybe if they run the ball, you can chase after the running back. He's great at that. Here's a funny one from Alabama head coach Kalen DeBoer about how he's adjusting to the South.
I've sweat a lot more. It's hot, you know. I think, first of all and foremost, I think people are always what make places, right? And I've lived in a lot of different places around the country, from the Northwest to over by Detroit and the Midwest and South Dakota to Fresno, California, and obviously Carbondale, and now, here in Tuscaloosa. And I think people are always what make the place. And there are just so many great people in Tuscaloosa, and obviously they're passionate about their football. It's really made this transition smooth and enjoyable. It probably is, close to being the place that reminds me the most of, honestly, being back in South Dakota.
I'm not sure how Tuscaloosa, Alabama reminds him of anywhere in South Dakota. I have also never been to South Dakota, so maybe it does. But it is hot down here, Kalen DeBoer, so get used to it. Maybe go get you a straw hat like Saban did. That way, also, your players will be able to recognize you on the practice field. All right, we got to go to break. I got three more cuts from SEC Media Days. One of them's not actually from SEC Media Days because it's from Travis Hunter, and he's not even in the SEC. But it's funny. We're going to play those. Then We're going to ask each other anything. If you want to, you can call us, 404-726-0929. You can ask myself or ask Josh anything you want to. Nothing is off the table. If you don't call us and give us questions, or you can send them in the text line, same number, 404-726-0929. We'll just ask each other anything, hence the name of the segment. We'll be back in 5 minutes. It's the Bo Johnson Experience on Sports Radio, 929 The Game.
Back with more experience.
It's the Bo Johnson Experience
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back to the experience. I am Bo Johnson. Last segment, this is kind of flown. Now in 15 minutes or so, I get to go get in my car with my little stupid donut on it. And it's going to be so hard for me to drive, like, as slow as you're supposed to drive on these things. At least it's a brand new one. It's never been used. My life sucks for the next 12 hours or so.
Flat tires are the worst, man.
Man, I had to change one in the damn parking garage when I got here tonight. Blew a tire on Peachtree Street getting here, coming here.
At least you made it into the garage.
Yeah, so I thought that I was scot-free after I hit the curb, because I've hit that curb before, and I've scuffed some rims. Thought I was scot-free. Got about halfway from when I turned on Peachtree to here, and I heard it pop. And I was like, dang it! And then all of a sudden my low air pressure light came on. I'm like, ah, man. And it's a cut. It's a gash in the tire. There's no filling.
There's no patching it. There's nothing. It's new tire time.
But thankfully, my car's got 14,000 miles on it, so I think the tire is probably under warranty.
Yeah,
I think.
I've been blessed enough to have a full size spare. So,
man.
Yeah.
What kind of car you drive?
It's a Nissan Xterra.
So I'm curious if all SUVs have full-size tires, or if all Nissans have full-size tires. That's something that would make me change car brands.
I would assume all SUVs, because yeah. you can't have a donut on there. Yeah. No way. Yeah.
Good call. All right. Maybe I'll just get an SUV. Dude, don't even get me started again. All right. I got three more pieces of audio here. Give us a call, 404-726-0929, if you want to participate and ask each other anything. Or you can text us at that same number. My text line is up and running again, so that's cool. I've got a couple more pieces of audio that I want to play for you from SEC Media Days, and then one from Travis Hunter that's just kind of funny. Here's this one from Arkansas head coach Sam Pittman and what he calls his new mantra.
Our focus is to embrace the hog, which means we need to be tough. We need to be together. We need to be consistent,
together,
accountable, and do it with pride.
Now, I was born and raised in the country, actually had animals, lots of them. Never had a pig, though. So I can't answer whether a pig is consistent and together or not. I'm not sure if embracing the hog means all that stuff, but if it does to Sam Pittman, hey, man. I just want to know if he's going to use it. Are you going to stick with your mantra? If in the huddle before y'all run out the hallway onto the field for the first game, are you going to tell your guys, embrace the hog today? Because if you don't, I can't say that you're living up to your mantra or that you want to enforce it. All right, here's Alabama player Tyler Booker on Nick Saban not picking the University of Alabama to go to the SEC Championship.
He would get mad at me if I felt the way about what he said, because he always used to say, don't let some guy that lives in the house, live in their mom's basement, determine how you feel. So I'm not going to let a guy who played golf all day determine how I feel.
There you go, Tyler. Nick Saban's going to be roasted this season by players, by coaches, and it's going to be funny. Because Nick Saban is entertaining whenever he puts on his I Want to Be Funny hat. And I think he's joining game day, right? And Saban joining, something like that. He's joining somebody to talk on the microphone about college football this season. I think it's going to be fantastic. So, all right, this last one here. Josh, you don't play video games, do you? But
I do.
Oh, did you get NCAA 25?
No, not yet.
So, here's Travis Hunter. Now, this is right before the game came out because he's on the cover. So, I'm assuming they're going to let him play it. And if I think he's actually playing with Quinn Ewers, who is also on the cover, not Arch Manning, who got paid to stay in the game for $50,000. Quinn Ewers, the starter's on the cover. But here's Travis Hunter talking about his O-line and how it compares to the one in the video game.
Why am I getting chased by him?
There we go.
How? The O-line is realistic. Yes, very realistic.
What you mean?
Can't block for nothing.
And he can say that about his offensive line because none of them are there anymore. And I'm sure that Deion wouldn't mind him saying that about his offensive line because none of them are there anymore. And Deion is quick to call out his own players. But NCAA 25 is great. I highly recommend it if you're into spending $60 on a video game or $99. I got the bundle. I got NCAA and Madden, both deluxe editions. They had it for $149.99, which is pretty good, seeing as how they sell the deluxe editions for like $90 a piece. So,
yeah, I saw that. I thought that was one hell of a deal.
That may still be available for you if you get Madden, if you're a Madden player too. But right now we're going to do Ask Each Other Anything. I don't see anything on the text line. I don't think anybody's calling. So Josh and I are going to ask each other anything. I'm going to start off, Josh, by asking you, what emoji do you use the most when you text people?
The emoji that I use most when I text people, probably the shoulder shrug. That's probably the one I use the most.
The WTF?
Yeah, well, it's just like the, nah, you know. It's usually like I'll make a statement and I'll just throw up the shoulders like, I don't know, man. Take this how you want to take it. I don't know. What about you?
Not going to lie. It's probably something silly like the heart or maybe even the two pink hearts. I don't know. The person I text the most is my girlfriend. So outside of her, though,
yeah,
I like using the smiley face, but not the smiley face. It's just a smiley face. The smiley face that looks like he's
– with the teeth?
He's been – yeah. The one that looks like he's been 420ing it all day.
Oh, the all teeth one?
Yeah.
The cheesing one where he's cheesing?
Yeah, the cheesy smile. That's what it is.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, if he's I had to pick one that I use the most –
eating an edible or anything.
It's the kissy face with, like, the rosy cheeks on it. And I send that to Layla. That,
yeah.
You know, you multiple to. Times.
And we're men, we can
in
admit
one
that.
Text. Yeah. Let me ask you something. So
what you got?
Today, and you know, speaking of my lovely partner Layla, she loves reality television. She loves, and I'm not gonna call them trash, but I think it's trash. Like
I do
the
too.
Love Islands, the you know, Too Hot to Handle,
oh,
the Married at First Sight.
Yes.
Like she loves them to death. Watches them constantly, like she'll binge it throughout the day. Like today, she binge watched the Love Island USA. So I actually sat in there for the whole 2 damn hours of the finale. I sat there with her and watched it.
Bless
just,
your heart.
Just silent. And, you know, she was like, oh, I appreciate you sitting here with me. Now, there are times, well, I will get up out the room. Is there something that Tara will watch that you are just like, I'm not watching this, and you'll get up and leave the room? Like, if you guys are sitting there and she turns it on, you're like, I'm going to go play some video games.
So, she does watch shows when I'm not there that I just won't watch, but there's nothing that I wouldn't watch with her. She doesn't really get into reality TV at all.
Okay.
But on the other hand, so the house that we're living in now, I don't have, like, my own space. I don't have a media room or man cave or whatever you want to call it. I don't have that. We do have 2 big-ass TVs in the living room. Because my TV that was in my media room or whatever you want to call it at my last house is now just up on the wall because I don't have that anymore. Bro, if I put something on like WWE or usually anything sports like football, she loves baseball, doesn't watch football or basketball. If I put anything on, she'll straight up just go to the bedroom. She'll just leave. So I don't watch stuff like that when she's there because I want to hang out with her.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so I don't get to watch WWE or any, like, Star Wars Acolyte. I haven't watched the last 3 episodes.
Yeah.
Because she won't watch it.
And there's stuff that we'll watch together. I mean, there's series that we'll watch together.
Yeah, and we do the same thing. We're doing what's the soccer guy? I already talked about him in this episode of the Bo Johnson Experience. Ted Lasso. We're watching Ted Lasso.
Oh, yeah, we've watched Ted Lasso together.
We watch House of the Dragon together.
I don't watch the Game of Thrones stuff. She watched, the first season.
Yeah.
The first kind of run-through of it. I never got into it. We're watching, I don't know if you have Apple TV, Apple Plus. The one with Jake Gyllenhaal, Presumed Innocent.
Oh, how is good?
Really good.
All right.
Really, really good. So we watch that together. And then there's stuff that I'll start watching, and then she'll be like, oh, you didn't want to wait for me? And I'm like, I know you don't want to watch
Bro,
this.
I get that too.
I know you don't want to watch this.
Why you got to try to make me feel guilty about watching TV?
Or there'll be movies that I want to watch.
Yeah.
And it's typically that new, I don't know if you've seen it, or I have Peacock, Abigail.
That's the scary one?
It's the scary one about the little girl.
Yeah.
But Layla hates blood. She hates gore. So if I'm sitting there trying to watch it, she will be like, can you turn this off? And I'm just like, oh, come on, man. Let me finish it.
Will she get up and leave the room and go to the bedroom?
Well, no, she'll get up and go. What she'll do, because we'll be watching in the room, living room, or in the bedroom and on the TV. She'll go into the living room. Or I'll be like, all right, I'll go on the living room and watch it. But 9 times out of 10, I'll usually wait till I come home. Like, once I leave here on overnight, go home, and I'll turn it on and finish watching it or something like that. Or when she's asleep, early in the morning when I wake up.
Yeah, she usually goes to bed. So Tara did just recently start her new career as a registered nurse, in case you didn't know that. So she usually goes to bed at 10. That's when I get the last till midnight or so, that last little 2 hours of the evening. That's the only me time that I get. So that's when I pop on NCAA or Madden before this one came out, and then I'll put something up on the other TV like WWE, and I'll do them both at the same time and try to squeeze as much in as possible. So one more for you before we get to I got two words for you. Real quick, guesstimation on how many wins for your Detroit Lions this season. They're definitely going to win the North, right? I mean,
yes, absolutely.
Green Bay's Jordan Love's going to be pretty good, but dude, this Detroit Lions team, bro, is going to be freaking good.
Green Bay's going to be a solid competition. Obviously, two games with each divisional opponent. Bears, I'm not too worried about.
Nah.
Yes, they've got a lot of star power with Caleb Williams, and
they're pretty good next year,
bringing in Keenan Allen. But I'm not sold on them. And the Vikings, who knows what they're going to have going on?
Two rookie quarterbacks in your division.
Sam Darnold's going to be starting for them. Who knows?
You think so?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I'm just saying. JJ might make an appearance at some point in the season, but I don't think they're going to start off the season with one of those rookies. But yeah, Detroit up and down. I think we've got it in the bag. And if you ask me, I'm gunning for 13 wins.
All right.
I'm going for 13-4. A solid 13-4.
I think they can do that.
Because we've got some heavy, heavy competition. We start the season off with the Rams. First 3 of 4 is at home, but we got the Rams. We got the Bucks week 3. So, I mean, it's,
Do y'all play anybody else from the NFC South?
I think the Panthers.
Okay.
I think the Panthers. But, I mean, even that's a W right there.
They're
going
to be good, man. I'm hoping to see Jameson Williams turn a corner this season.
I think he's going to have a breakout season.
He should.
I do. I think he is. They're going to open up a little bit more and let him kind of work a little bit more in the offense. So
it's going to be fun to watch, man. I'm officially on board, as you knew this from last year, but I've stayed on board the Detroit Lions bandwagon. So whenever if they play the Saints, I can't root for them. But outside of that, man, I even got some gear, dog. I even got some gear for a whole other NFL football team that's not the Saints. All right, let's get to two words. I got two words for you.
Are you ready? Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
All right, so the Open Championship was this week. I want to play you a cut from Tiger Woods, and this is in response to old, curmudgeony, not that great of a golfer, Colin Montgomery, who suggested that Tiger Woods retire and not even play in not only the Open Championship, that he should just give up majors altogether. Here's Tiger's response.
Well, as a past champion, I'm exempt until I'm 60. Colin's not. He's not a past champion, so he's not exempt. So he doesn't get the opportunity to make that decision. I do.
That's what I mean. You've earned that. You've deserved it. You've...
So when I get to be at his age, I still make that decision. Well, he doesn't.
There you go, Tiger. Clap back at that fool. Exempt. What? Look, I got two words for...
What kind of stuff are you listening to?
Back with more experience.
It's the Bo Johnson Experience.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 99 The Game. Welcome back to The Experience. I am Bo Johnson. Last segment, this is kind of flown. Now in 15 minutes or so, I get to go get in my car with my little stupid donut on it. And it's going to be so hard for me to drive, like, as slow as you're supposed to drive on these things. At least it's a brand new one. It's never been used. My life sucks for the next 12 hours or so.
Flat tires are the worst, man.
Man, I had to change one in the damn parking garage when I got here tonight. Blew a tire on Peachtree Street getting here, coming here.
Oh, at least you made it into the garage.
Yeah, so I thought that I was scot-free after I hit the curb, because I've hit that curb before, and I've scuffed some rims. Thought I was scot-free. Got about halfway from when I turned on Peachtree to here, and I heard it pop. And I was like, dang it. And then all of a sudden my low air pressure light came on. I'm like, oh, man. And it's a cut. It's a gash in the tire. There's no filling.
There's no
this
patching
one.
It. There's nope. Nothing. It's new tire time.
My car's got 14,000 miles on it. So I think the tire is probably under warranty.
Yeah.
I think.
I've been blessed enough to have a full size spare. So,
man.
Yeah.
What kind of car you drive?
It's a Nissan Xterra.
So I'm curious if all SUVs have full-size tires or if all Nissans have full-size tires. That's something that would make me change car brands.
I would assume all SUVs because yeah. you can't have a donut on there. No way. Yeah.
Good call. All right. Maybe I'll just get an SUV. Dude, don't even get me started again. All right. I got three more pieces of audio here. Give us a call, 404-726-0929, if you want to participate and ask each other anything. Or you can text us at that same number. My text line is up and running again, so that's cool. I've got a couple more pieces of audio that I want to play for you from SEC Media Days, and then one from Travis Hunter that's just kind of funny. Here's this one from Arkansas head coach Sam Pittman and what he calls his new mantra.
Our focus is to embrace the hog, which means we need to be tough, we need to be together. We need to be consistent,
together,
accountable, and do it with pride.
Now, I was born and raised in the country, actually had animals, lots of them. Never had a pig, though. So I can't answer whether a pig is consistent and together or not. I'm not sure if embracing the hog means all that stuff, but if it does to Sam Pittman, hey, man. I just want to know if he's going to use it. Are you going to stick with your mantra? If in the huddle before y'all run out the hallway onto the field for the first game, are you going to tell your guys, embrace the hog today? Because if you don't, I can't say that you're living up to your mantra or that you want to enforce it. All right, here's Alabama player Tyler Booker on Nick Saban not picking the University of Alabama to go to the SEC championship.
He would get mad at me if I felt the way about what he said, because he always used to say, don't let some guy that lives in the house, live in their mom's basement, determine how you feel. So I'm not going to let a guy who played golf all day determine how I feel.
There you go, Tyler. Nick Saban's going to be roasted this season by players, by coaches, and it's going to be funny. Because Nick Saban is entertaining whenever he puts on his I Want to Be Funny hat, and I think he's joining game day, right? And Saban joining, yeah, something like that. He's joining somebody to talk on the microphone about college football this season. I think it's going to be fantastic. So, all right, this last one here. Josh, you don't play video games, do you? But
I do.
Oh, did you get NCAA 25?
No, not yet.
So, here's Travis Hunter. Now, this was right before the game came out because he's on the cover. So I'm assuming they're going to let him play it. And if I think he's actually playing with Quinn Ewers, who is also on the cover, not Arch Manning, who got paid to say in the game for $50,000. Quinn Ewers, the starter's on the cover. But here's Travis Hunter talking about his O-line and how it compares to the one in the video game.
Why am I getting chased by him?
There we go.
How? The O-line is realistic. Yes, very realistic.
What you mean?
Can't block for nothing.
And he can say that about his offensive line because none of them are there anymore. And I'm sure that Deion wouldn't mind him saying that about his offensive line because none of them are there anymore. And Deion is quick to call out his own players. But NCAA 25 is great. I highly recommend it if you're into spending $60 on a video game or $99. I got the bundle. I got NCAA and Madden, both deluxe editions. They had it for $149.99, which is pretty good, seeing as how they sell the deluxe editions for like $90 a piece. So,
yeah, I saw that. I thought that was one hell of a deal.
That may still be available for you if you get Madden, if you're a Madden player too. But right now we're going to do Ask Each Other Anything. I don't see anything on the text line. I don't think anybody's calling. So Josh and I are going to ask each other anything. I'm going to start off, Josh, by asking you, what emoji do you use the most when you text people?
The emoji that I use most when I text people, probably the shoulder shrug. That's probably the one I use the most.
The WTF?
Well, it's just like the, nah, you know. It's usually like I'll make a statement and I'll just throw up the shoulders like, I don't know, man. Take this how you want to take it. I don't know. What about you?
Not going to lie. It's probably something silly like the heart or maybe even the two pink hearts. I don't know. The person I text the most is my girlfriend. So outside of her, though,
yeah,
I like using the smiley face, but not the smiley face. It's just a smiley face. The smiley face that looks like he's
– with the teeth?
He's been – yeah. The one that looks like he's been 420 it all day.
Oh, the all teeth one?
Yeah.
The cheesing one where he's cheesing?
Yeah, the cheesy smile. That's what it is.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, if he's I had to pick one that I use the most –
eating an edible or anything.
It's the kissy face with, like, the rosy cheeks on it. And I send that to Layla. That,
yeah.
You know, you have multiple to. Times.
And we're men, we can
in
admit
one
that.
Text. Yeah. Let me ask you something. So
what you got?
Today, and you know, speaking of my lovely partner Layla, she loves reality television. She loves, and I'm not gonna call them trash, but I think it's trash. Like
I do
the
too.
Love Islands,
all of it.
The you know, Too Hot to Handle,
oh,
the Married at First Sight.
Yes.
Like she loves them to death. Watches them constantly. Like, she'll binge it throughout the day. Like, today, she binge-watched the Love Island USA. So, I actually sat in there for the whole 2 damn hours of the finale. I sat there with her and watched it.
Bless your heart.
Just silent. And, you know, she was like, oh, I appreciate you sitting here with me. Now, there are times, well, I will get up out the room. Is there something that Tara will watch that you are just like, I'm not watching this, and you'll get up and leave the room? Like, if you guys are sitting there and she turns it on, you're like, I'm going to go play some video games.
So, she does watch shows when I'm not there that I just won't watch, but there's nothing that I wouldn't watch with her. She doesn't really get into reality TV at all.
Okay.
But on the other hand, so the house that we're living in now, I don't have, like, my own space. I don't have a media room or a man cave or whatever you want to call it. I don't have that. We do have 2 big-ass TVs in the living room. Because my TV that was in my media room or whatever you want to call it at my last house is now just up on the wall because I don't have that anymore. Bro, if I put something on like WWE or usually anything sports like football, she loves baseball, doesn't watch football or basketball. If I put anything on, she'll straight up just go to the bedroom. She'll just leave. So I don't watch stuff like that when she's there because I want to hang out with her.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so I don't get to watch WWE or any, Star Wars Acolyte. I haven't watched the last 3 episodes.
Yeah.
Because she won't watch it.
And there's stuff that we'll watch together. I mean, there's series that we'll watch together.
Yeah, and we do the same thing. We're doing, what's the soccer guy? I already talked about him in this episode of the Bo Johnson Experience. Ted Lasso. We're watching Ted Lasso.
Oh, yeah, we've watched Ted Lasso together.
We watch House of the Dragon together.
I don't watch the Game of Thrones stuff. She watched, the first season.
Yeah.
The first kind of run-through of it. I never got into it. We're watching, I don't know if you have Apple TV, Apple Plus. The one with Jake Gyllenhaal, Presumed Innocent.
Oh, how is good?
Really good.
All right.
really, really good. So we like watch that together. And then there's stuff that I'll like start watching and then she'll be like, oh, you didn't want to wait for me? And I'm like, I know you don't want to watch
Bro,
this.
I get that too.
I know you don't want to watch this.
Why you got to try to make me feel guilty about watching TV?
Or there'll be movies that I want to watch.
Yeah.
And it's typically like that new, I don't know if you've seen it or I have Peacock, Abigail.
That's the scary one?
It's the scary one about the little girl.
Yeah.
But like Layla hates blood. She hates gore. So if I'm sitting there trying to watch it, she will like, can you turn this off? And I'm just like, oh, come on, man. Let me finish it.
Will she get up and leave the room and go to the bedroom?
Well, no, she'll get up and go. What she'll do, because we'll be watching in the room, living room, or in the bedroom and on the TV. She'll go into the living room. Or I'll be like, all right, I'll go on the living room and watch it. But 9 times out of 10, I'll usually wait till like I come home, like once I leave here on overnight, go home, and I'll turn it on and like finish watching it or something like that. Or when she's asleep, early in the morning when I wake up.
Yeah, she usually goes to bed. So Tara did just recently start her new career as a registered nurse, in case you didn't know that. So she usually goes to bed at like 10. That's when I get like the last till midnight or so, that last little 2 hours of the evening. That's the only me time that I get. So that's when I pop on NCAA. Or Madden before this one came out, and then I'll put something up on the other TV like WWE, and I'll do them both at the same time and try to squeeze as much in as possible. So one more for you before we get to I got two words for you. Real quick, guesstimation on how many wins for your Detroit Lions this season. They're definitely going to win the North, right? I mean,
yes, absolutely.
Green Bay's Jordan Love's going to be pretty good, but, dude, there's that – this Detroit Lions team, bro, is going to be freaking good.
Green Bay is going to be a solid competition. Obviously, you know, two games with each divisional opponent. Bears, I'm not too worried about. Nah. Yes, they've got a lot of star power with Caleb Williams. And
they're pretty good next year.
Bringing in Keenan Allen, but I'm not sold on them. And the Vikings, who knows what they're going to have going on.
Two rookie quarterbacks in your division.
Sam Darnold's going to be starting for them. Who knows?
You think so?
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying. JJ might make an appearance at some point in the season, but I don't think they're going to start off the season with one of those rookies. But, yeah, Detroit up and down, I think we've got it in the bag. And if you ask me, I'm gunning for 13 wins.
All right.
I'm gunning for 13-4. Solid 13-4.
I think they can do that.
Because we've got some heavy, heavy competition. We start the season off with the Rams. First 3 of 4 is at home, but we got the Rams. We got the Bucks week 3. So, I mean, it's, you know.
Do y'all play anybody else from the NFC South?
I think the Panthers.
Okay.
I think the Panthers. But, I mean, even that's a W right there.
They're going to be good, man. I'm hoping to see Jameson Williams turn a corner this season.
I think he's going to have a breakout season.
He should.
I do. I think he is. They're going to open up a little bit more and let him kind of work a little bit more in the offense. So
it's going to be fun to watch, man. I'm officially on board, as you knew this from last year, but I've stayed on board the Detroit Lions bandwagon. So whenever if they play the Saints, I can't root for them. But outside of that, man, I even got some gear, dog. I even got some gear for a whole other NFL football team that's not the Saints. All right, let's get to two words. I got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
All right, so the Open Championship was this week. I want to play you a cut from Tiger Woods, and this is in response to old, curmudgeony, not that great of a golfer, Colin Montgomery, who suggested that Tiger Woods retire and not even play in not only the Open Championship, that he should just give up majors altogether. Here's Tiger's response.
Well, as a past champion, I'm exempt until I'm 60. Colin's not. He's not a past champion, so he's not exempt. So he doesn't get the opportunity to make that decision. I do.
That's, I mean, you've earned that. You've deserved that. You've.
So when I get to be at his age, I can still make that decision. Well, he doesn't.
There you go, Tiger. Clap back at that fool. Exempt. What? Look. I got two words for Colin Montgomery because Tiger Woods can do what he damn well pleases. I'm a huge Tiger Woods fan, got into golf because of him. I am not the only one. My good friend Andy Bunker and Randy, if I'm not mistaken, we're both all kind of around the same age, especially Randy and I. Tiger Woods did for golf what no other athlete has done for any other sport, and that's take it and bring it in all the way into the forefront. Tiger Woods did for golf to what Caitlin Clark is kind of doing for the WNBA right now. All right, only Tiger was the best in the game for a large number of years, which Caitlin will be, but she's just not right now. All right, I'm excited to see Tiger on a senior tour, although I don't think he's going to want to play on a senior tour, but he needs to be in a golf course. Look, I can guarantee you that he probably went down in one of those bunkers that you had to take steps down into this week at Royal Troon and was like, to hell with this, I'm out. All right, but look, Tiger can compete in as many majors as he wants. He doesn't need to change the attitude that he wants to go in there and win. He doesn't need to tell anybody that I'm just here to compete. He's Tiger freaking Woods, for crying out loud. All right, so Colin Montgomery and anybody else that has anything negative to say about Tiger Woods continuing his career, even though he's not winning, I got two words for you. All right, that's going to wrap it for the Bo Johnson Experience next week. I am back next Sunday. I think it's 10. It may be 9. Stay tuned for that mystery. I'll let you know this week at some point during the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Josh, thank you, brother. Always love working with you. Guru, you're probably nestled at home in bed and not listening right now, but thank you very much as well. Anybody else that reached out? Mo Cheese, what's going on, man, from Columbus? Sent me a text earlier. Great hearing from you. I'm going to see you all next week. It's been the Bo Johnson Experience on Sports Radio 99 The Game. Peace out.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.